Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I discuss how many of our members are licensed real estate agents and they're using our programs as kind of a side business or to complement being a, a regular real estate agent. You know, Jill, when you really think about it, it's a really easy gateway to property ownership. Mm-hmm. And a way to get your feet wet, you know, in investing in real estate.
Exactly.
So, I, for whatever reason, recently I've just seen a lot of, I've had a lot of conversations with new members that are successful licensed real estate agents, retiring licensed real estate agents,
I see new people.
Yeah, and new ones, and very new people too.
Right.
Exactly.
For what I notice a lot is people that are, They've made the decision that they want to be in the real estate industry, and they've gone out, they got their license, and they're sitting there going, now what? You know, and trying to figure out where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great place to start. So there's a couple of things. You could start here, and or it could be a side thing like you just talked about to complement your day to day, because this takes up a lot less time. You're not driving people around, showing them homes. There's a lot less involved in this. It's very easy to run it
right
alongside another business.
Right.
So I agree.
Especially because when you're licensed, you got to go through a whole testing process and you get the language down and, you got your feet wet a little bit on what real estate's all about. It can be a logical extension. I will say this though.
Mm-hmm.
Super successful real estate agents have a kind of a commission orientation, and a lot of them that I've spoken with have absolutely no interest in being investors with us or anybody else. So, it's not for everybody.
I think what's interesting is that they like this because they're doing their own deals. They're not sharing the profits with anybody too. So there's a flip side to it.
Well, the good ones do.
Exactly.
It's got to take the right, it takes a right person to come into this with the right attitude to do really, really well.
Right. Which is the attitude is, I want to make money.
Well, the attitude is, I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to, I'm going to learn. I'm going to listen to what these guys have to say. I'm making a commitment. I'm taking it seriously.
Right.
And then I've seen in the past, not so much with Land Academy, but in my real estate career long before that, I just think that I've seen agents believe that higher priced property is better. So even if it's not correctly priced, because it's commission driven.
That's a good point.
And we live off of low priced property here.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with doing 10 small, easy deals that make the same profit as one larger, maybe a little more difficult deal. Because, it was much easier to get these 10 over here because nobody wants them. I do that all day long. You are right.
I'm not above this at all.
Great, but thank you. Isn't that true? I am very happy with all these little things, so it's great.
I've had for years and years and years the opportunity to deal with all kinds of real estate agents. I have the first big deal where I made a really good amount of money was the seller was a licensed agent in Northern Michigan, and she bought all these properties at a tax sale or from somebody or for charity or something, I don't know, a long time ago. And then I showed up with a checkbook and we put together the price and that was it. And I turned it around and made more than $500,000.
Perfect.
And she forever, I still talk to her now. She lets me know what's going on up there and the whole thing. I'm thinking of a different deal, but she's got a lot of contacts there. And it was just, you just click with some people,
It's true.
And I'll tell you another real estate story. It's a little bit different than that. I bought a primary residence from a real estate agent who was a longtime salesman, a lifelong career salesman mm-hmm. for computer components.
Really?
And he caught that wave when computer components were very expensive and hard to get before the internet and made a great living. And he wore a suit every day, which, if anyone's ever been to Arizona, that's silly.
Right.
And he just had this kind of attitude about, you know, there's a lot of stuff below him, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
And that buying land out in the middle of wherever we buy it and really negotiating a good price, you know. I've been called a lot of names.
What? For real?
I mean, we make a lot of low offers. We make low-ball offers, offers to people for property.
I'm like, where are you going?
If that makes you, as a listener, uncomfortable, then you can turn the podcast off. That's what we do here.
We identify
people who own property. We identify them as serious candidates who no longer want their property.
Correct.
And we send them an offer and cash them out. And 99.9% of them say, thank you so much. Your timing's perfect. If I had more property, I'd sell it to you.
You know, right. I don't understand the name thing. We're doing a great thing, and I'm really proud of what we do.
I love doing it.
No, and it's just, it's interesting. So I think this is great, where I find a lot of, especially new real estate agents coming our way or inquiring about us, because it's a great way to learn the business. I think this provides a good way to get your feet wet, learn how to get some deals done, maybe learn, gosh, how does it work when a property is getting recorded?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of technical things. It's great for people. Also, I think that I know that they benefit from is how to build a buyer list, how to build a seller list,
right,
and communicating with people. I mean, that's invaluable no matter what you do.
You know, I've often thought about using the principles of how we buy land for as a licensed real estate agent to go actually get listings,
mm-hmm,
where you send out a bunch of mail to real targeted people that are showing signs of that they kind of want or need to sell their property.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that's not more prevalent. Or maybe it is. Maybe I just don't know.
We do talk about that sometimes. I think we've written blogs about that too, because kind of like, you know, my whole driving for dollars. Why are you driving for dollars if you're looking for homes? Send out a mailer. I mean, that's just exactly what you just said.
Right.
Use our strategies and our concept and our theory and make your real estate marketing efforts, mm-hmm, easier. Not just that, and then also, like I was saying, building buyer lists and seller lists. There's a lot of great things that I know that we provide for just the general real estate community.
Yeah, I think you could apply, and we've always talked about this. You can apply this to buying apartment buildings and the whole thing,
mm-hmm,
office buildings, or any type of real estate. We've done it, you and I, with houses very successfully, uh-huh, and still do it.
Exactly. You know, another point why I think this is perfect is it's a low cost of entry. I know a lot of people, I see them, okay, they get excited with this house flipping. That's great. Do you have $120,000 or $150,000 to put down cash? Because you're going to get the best terms, by the way, if you're paying cash. Okay, and don't forget, do you have another $50,000 to put into a renovation?
Right.
You know, do you have that cash lying around? Okay, no. I see this discussion often.
Me too.
In big real estate forums, and I come back to bigger pockets. And then I see people talking about their credit scores and going down these long paths discussing credit scores and financing. And I'm like, hold on, everyone.
And there's no wonder that it doesn't fail. It
you're
doesn't fail more often than it
setting yourself up to fail.
Yeah.
If you're brand new to the business and you don't really know what you're doing, now you're taking out a huge amount of debt while you're just learning how the stuff goes. If it doesn't go right, that could be disastrous.
Right.
So, and gosh, the chances of I wonder what percentage it really does all go like perfect and clockwork. It's probably less than 1%. You know, when you really spread out this plan, okay, I'm going to buy at this, I'm going to pay this, I'm going to spend 30 days and $30,000 on my remodel, and I'm going to sell it within, you know, a month after that. I mean, it's probably less than 1% that always goes that way.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of people not doing well in that situation without business partners. You know, you and I flipped a lot of houses, and you were good at certain stuff, and I was good at certain stuff, and that's really one of the reasons it worked.
It's true.
This, I just think it's really kind of one talent. You know, we obviously have some different, you know, components of our personality that we
both different
bring
viewpoints.
Some stuff to the table, but good stuff and bad stuff to the table. But, you know, it's not that hard. Really, what we're doing is we're buying dirt and shipping paper.
Right.
We're shuffling a bunch of paper around and we're making sure that the asset that we're buying is okay.
Exactly.
We're not changing wallpaper or knocking walls down or you know.
Putting in electrical or anything
changing
like
utilities
that.
And just on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I just like I said in the intro, this is a great gateway to all that other stuff. And a lot of our members look at it that way. And then they never end up going to do the stuff that they're going to do. They just stick with flipping land because it's such the right model.
Right.
I think.
It's hard to argue with the business model and change it when it's working so well. Okay. Now, you know, I've seen that people who start in this industry, you know, they may start with not much money. Next thing you know, they're staring at $50,000 in their acquisition budget, you know, in a year.
Right.
Because they did it all perfectly. They did it all right. And they didn't have to put a lot into it, by the way. This is all why they're still keeping their day job. Now you can make some different decisions. Okay, now I have $50,000. Now I got some real money where I want, do I still want to do a renovation, a single family home renovation? Or if I sit tight, this $50,000 is going to be $200,000 in 6 months or a year, whatever, you know, 6 months probably. Why would I do that? Like you just said, why would I leave that? I see that.
You know, that whole slew of houses that we renovated, I really learned so much. You know, I never thought like at this age, you just sit there and with your jaw open, learn stuff. Mm-hmm. And boy, it changed my opinion about single family residential as an investment, even for just as your house, as a house investment. I've written several blogs on why I really think that single family residential as a real estate investment vehicle is not all it's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just think there's so much stuff and energy and time that goes on, whether or not you live there or you're a landlord doing that. I just think there's a lot of stuff that goes on and you could be putting that energy and those assets and that capital into something else.
Mm-hmm. You know what I just realized when we were doing that? I'm embarrassed to admit it's on the air here. That I think the reason I loved it so much was 100% emotional. It wasn't financial. You were looking at that from a financial standpoint, which is the best way. We all should. I got into the emotional part of it as, oh, isn't it pretty? Look what I did. Mm-hmm. You know, I was kind of caught up on that. And yes, all my decisions were financial, you know, as far as my choice of materials, but like, look what I could do with this much money.
Oh, there's no way that it would have been successful at all without you.
Thank you.
Because
both of us.
It would have been decorated, you know, it would have been decorated, you know, like, did you ever see a sink in a garage? That's what I would put in the kitchen.
Okay.
Like a laundry tub.
Exactly. It would have been a laundry tub in the kitchen.
And the house would have never sold and that would be it.
Oh my gosh. That's really funny. You put a drain on the floor because you're just going to hose everything out.
Right.
Don't carpet it. Don't do anything. No, just kidding.
Here's a funny story. One of the houses that we renovated. How is this becoming a house renovation show? Anyway, one of the houses that we renovated, Jill insisted, it was a battle that I lost, on putting a double oven in. And who buys the house? A little old wonderful woman from Canada pays cash for the house. And you know why she buys it?
Double oven.
It's because she wanted to make cookies for her new neighbors and she needed a double oven to do it.
That kitchen was great.
Asking price, cash.
It was cash.
So you can't do that with a laundry tub.
Isn't that funny? I wanted a warming drawer too, but I gave up on that one. At least I kept my double oven.
Man, I look back on that and I just.
That was funny. I know. It's okay. It's okay. Breathe. Breathe, Stephen. Breathe.
You can buy, you know, for 120 grand, you can buy it. What's 120 divided by 40? That's how many 40-acre props. You know what? I'm going to do the math right now.
Okay, 120,000 divided by 4?
Well, let's say you go nuts and you actually spend 4 grand per 40-acre property, which you never do. But
I don't.
I do.
Okay, so how many can I buy? I'm writing this down.
$120,000, which is what you would spend to renovate a house.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, this is such a good exercise. Divided by 4 grand equals,
which is 30 40-acre properties.
30 of them. Okay.
What can you sell a 40-acre property for?
Oh my gosh.
And somebody's got a gun to your head. You've got to sell it in 5 days.
Oh my gosh. Then I'll just double my money and that's it.
So you sell them for 8.
Yep.
So how much money are you left with after that?
$240,000
$250,000. Is it hard to find those deals?
Nope.
No, it's ridiculously easy. It's way harder, easier to find 30 40s doing a mailer than it is one house to renovate in this market. And are you going to ever, at that level, that $120,000 almost entry-level house, you know, double your money with renovating residential houses? No.
Oh my gosh, here's the real
How many houses? You know what? Let's
20. I finance.
We make like 20 or 30 grand.
Exactly. If you're lucky. I think a home run would be you made 50 by the time you renovated it.
Right.
So.
Let's do another exercise. This is completely unplanned. Let's say you're a real estate agent. How many houses would you have to sell to make $120,000 net to you?
That's a really good
point. So on 100, can you do them here?
All right, wait, 120, it's 3%. Okay, you are much better at this.
Well, you got to split it with your broker. So in the end, a real estate agent makes
2%?
About, no, they make like 1.5%.
Really?
In their pocket.
Really?
Yeah, they got to split it with a buy-side agent, and they got to split it with their broker.
I thought 3, maybe 2 by the time you do all that. Okay.
So what's 1.5? So it's $2,000 on a $120,000 house.
Wow. I can't do that math.
I can. What's $250,000 divided by 2? 2,000.
Right.
It's like 100 houses. Wow. Isn't it?
That's a lot of work. You may be right. I'm not. You
entertain everyone. It's just going to take me a second.
I'm going to sing Christmas carols while Stephen gets some.
Oh, my God. The six people listening to this just went down to 3.
No. All right. We joke on other shows if you know Stephen. Well, if you know me, I tune out when it comes to numbers like this.
It's 120 houses.
All right. To make that.
To make that money.
And how can I do 120 houses by myself in 60 days with a gun to my head? This is not going to work.
Buying land and selling and flipping it, this is the greatest model ever. My sister is an extremely successful residential real estate agent in Michigan, northern Michigan. She's been a real estate agent, a residential real estate agent since the day she got out of college. She's never had another career. Mm-hmm. She's very, very good at it. And she said she does about 100 deals a year. And makes about $150,000. And that now she's at, you know, at the top of the chain now.
Dude, that's a lot of work. Okay, 100 deals a year? Seriously. How many is that closing a month? I'm not kidding.
It's a lot. How many a week is it?
Right. Okay, no, let's think about this. If you're closing 100, okay, so 8-9 a month. Oh my gosh. How many people did you have to show and how many people are you can do to convert to those numbers? It's astronomical.
Yeah.
That's I'm not willing to do all that. Oh, and by the way,
you're like one of the hardest working people I've ever met.
I know, but I can do it my job from wherever I am. And my job's not that hard. I love it. Oh, gosh. She can't do that from the road. She can't take a trip. Her business fails if she's not there.
Well, she comes out here all the time. And when she does, she's on the phone.
She's on the phone. I've watched her have, the document signing thing online. I watch her getting into that, logging in and getting on someone's computer real quick to the DocuSign. And then she took a call about drapes one time. Remember, that was a whole big discussion. I'll spend hours on drapes because the people wanted the drapes. And
it's 2 closings a week.
The seller wanted to take them. And yeah, that's why I thought 8 a month. So that's, No, I think we answered the question here. This is why this is a perfect side business for real estate agents.
I was a commercial real estate agent for a while, you know, leasing office space in Detroit and one of the greatest housing, you know, during the RTC. That's how, man, I'm dating myself there.
What's the RTC?
Resolution Trust Corporation. It was basically the 80s, early 90s version of the crash that we just experienced.
Oh. Got it.
It was the SNL crisis, savings and loan thing.
And that created the RTC to keep track of things?
The RTC was created to keep track of things, yes.
Got it.
That's exactly right, Joe.
Thank you.
It was a mop-up thing. They mopped up all those dead assets that they overlended on. Sound familiar?
Sounds very familiar.
Hey, mark my words, if you're listening to this, this is all going to happen in 15 years again.
Yeah.
So about 10 years from now, all the stuff that you own, just get rid of it.
Or, you know, just buy it right. I mean, we still have a lot of property and I'm really happy cash. With that. Pay cash for it.
That's why we're still alive.
We, you know, we did it right.
So I think now I've even convinced myself, which is unusual, after doing a little bit of math and talking to Jill, that this is a fantastic side business, not only for real estate agents, but I think for everybody.
Exactly.
Hey, join Jill and I in another episode where we discuss your all-important success in land investment in life. That's some scary math.
Right? It's funny how, again, we joke that our shows are clearly not scripted. So I hadn't done those numbers. And that is very interesting. I've always known it.
I've done them.
But when you really sit down and get out the calculator on your phone and do the numbers, it's shocking to me. It gets me excited, you know.
You know, there's this shelved project that Jill and I have called the 24-month millionaire. And here's the premise of it. You take $4,000, right? Don't quit your job. Don't change your life. Don't make any changes. You take $4,000 and you double that money buying very specific product types that we've had incredible success with through these mailers. Mm-hmm. It's not very far different from the program that we have now.
Right.
And you double it and double it and double it every month. And it does not take long. It takes less than, it actually takes about 12 months if the planets are all aligned and you double it to generate $1 million cash. Why is it 24 month million 20 instead of 12? Because stuff goes sideways.
Right.
Not completely sideways, but stuff happens.
Life happens.
You know, and there's a learning curve. You can't just, the second you start learning, you can't start buying assets. Mm-hmm. So I have the whole program mapped out. Plus, you know, I have a hard enough time convincing people that you can buy property for $200, let alone make $1 million in 12 months.
Right.
So.
It's interesting. You have that, you have an outline that where you kind of go through that? There's a spreadsheet example.
In the free ebook.
Yeah. Is it in the ebook too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know for sure there's a screenshot in our program where you really show people, let's just do some math together. You know, where do you want to be in 12 months and 24 months? Let's 36 months. And I really like that. I know it's in the beginning of the program, and it's very motivating, and it's conservative.
A little surprised. Are you surprised by this math? I think you are.
You know, I like I said, I've known it, but I haven't run the numbers in a while.
Sure, this is a great business model.
Boy, I know that. It just further solidifies why I'm sitting here, you know, and doing what I'm doing. So it's great.
Look, those 240s that you're buying right now in northern Arizona, exactly. What are we going to make on those dragging this out?
Well, I could double my money, more than double my money. I mean, I could triple my money tomorrow.
If we make, and this is cash, if we don't make 20 grand on that deal, I'd be shocked.
I know.
And the amount we'll probably have combined 2 hours of work into it.
Exactly.
It's harder to do this podcast than it is to do this. I mean, not hard, but it's just more time consuming.
More time consuming. Boy, that's an interesting thing.
Which would lead one to
so
ask
mail
this
your
question.
Donations too.
Which leads me to the final question. Then why the hell are we doing this podcast?
Oh, because we love
it. That's exactly why. Because we enjoy
it. We're sharing it, and we're kind of done. All right, all our numbers add up. All right.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.